In the end, it turned into another undefeated weekend for the Moose Jaw Mustangs in South Sask Lacrosse League action. But it wasn't exactly a complete success, either. In quite possibly the strangest run of results for the Mustangs in recent years, Moose Jaw teams tied 4 of their 6 games across all age divisions, and as a result, 4 of their SSLL crews remain unbeaten through the first 2 weeks of the campaign. The under-11 Mustangs too took a 7-7 tie with Queen City and a 7-7 draw with Standing Buffalo in their 2 contests, while the U-13s tied Swift Current 4-4 and took an 8-4 win over Moosomin. The U-15s also tied the Rampage 4-4 to go along with a 10-4 victory over Queen City. U-11 Mustangs 2-7, QCMBL 7. Queen City got off to a great start and looked to have things in hand midway through the game, but that just led to a huge Moose Jaw comeback. Trailing 5-1 with 13:03 to play in the second period, the Mustangs scored 3 straight goals to get back within 1 and then tied the game with 9:30 to play in the final period. Regina would retake the lead 3 minutes later, but Bennett Dunlop would tie the game with 3:15 to play to secure the single point. Joshua Arnold and Sterling Stewart each scored a pair of goals, while Axton Gebhardt and Clark Alexander also hit the scoresheet. U-11 Mustangs 2-7, Standing Buffalo 7. The comeback shoe was on the other foot in the Mustangs' second game of the weekend. The Fighting Sioux scored twice in the final 4:10, including the tying goal from Riker Kaiswatam with 34 seconds to play, to earn the tie. Arnold and Gebhardt had a hat trick each, Silas Kalibaba scored Moose Jaw's other goal. U-13 Mustangs 4, Swift Current 4. Trailing 4-2 heading into the final period, the Mustangs had goals from Cash Belfoyle and Ryder Seiferling to earn the tie. Swift Current led 2-0 after the opening period. Seiferling capped his night with a pair of goals, Keegan Flanagan had Moose Jaw's other marker. U-13 Mustangs 8, Moosomin 4. Things looked like they could be setting up for yet another sister kisser, but nursing a 5-4 lead heading into the third period, the Mustangs scored 3 unanswered to earn the win. Stanley Jameson led the way with 4 goals, while Seiferling had a hat trick of his own. Belfoyle also scored for the Mustangs. U-15 Mustangs 4 Swift Current 4. The Mustangs scored a pair of goals early in the second period to tie the game, but Swift Current would take advantage of a power play to take a 4-3 edge into the final frame. There, Cashton Smith would come through with the tying goal minutes into the proceedings, and the teams would settle for the draw. Smith picked up a goal and 2 assists, with Chase Folk adding a pair of markers. Hayden Nidesh added a goal and 2 points. U-15 Mustangs 10, QCMBL 4. As the score would indicate, the Mustangs left little to chance in their second game of the weekend. Things were close after the first, with Moose Jaw holding a 3-2 lead, but 3 unanswered in the second put the Mustangs up 6-2, and they'd add 4 more in the third to finish off the comfortable win. Folk had a hat trick and 4 points on the night, while Smith had 2 goals and 2 assists. Hayden Nidesh also had a pair of markers, while Brett Bowerin, Kyson MacAngus and Spencer Jameson also scored. Be sure to visit www.southsasklacrosseleague.ca for up-to-date scores and standings from across the leagues.